مرحبا، معكم حلا على 96 ميسا اف ام، الساعة 2:00 بالضبط.
هلا بازار، an attractive woman in her 20s begins her afternoon show. For this young professional, the job is more than just running a show. It is about giving women living in conflict a key to success.
We talk about issues that would inspire women in the future.
Giving women hope for the future is one of the goals of the station, NISA FM, which started broadcasting this month from the West Bank town of Ramallah. Founder and manager Maysoon O'Day tells VOA the station wants to entertain but also empower women.
We broadcast success stories of women regionally, internationally, or locally, in which they can take example from, and they know that they can do something and they can achieve something regardless of the situation.
The day-to-day situation for many Palestinian women living under occupation involves supporting their children while their husbands are in prison, finding housing after their homes are demolished, and navigating their way through Israeli checkpoints. Wafa Abdelrahman, a woman's activist with a West Bank group, Filistiniyat, says Palestinian women also face cultural issues.
We suffer as the rest of the women in the Arab world suffer, political Islam, interpretation of Islam, which actually is putting more burden on the women. It portrays women as if they are the key to the honor of the family. If you are a good Muslim or not, it depends on how is your woman. Is she covered? Is she following all the instructions, etc.? This is really hard on women.
Abdelrahman welcomes the new station.
We need a radio that brings up all those issues, but also to take it a step further and think how we can, women together, not only women, but also men, how we can together change this status of women and make it better.
The station, whose name Nisa means woman in Arabic, began operations this month with the help of Smiling Children, a Switzerland-based humanitarian foundation. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Ramallah in the West Bank.